Hi everyone, this is Nadia Askar, Managing Editor of RJ2.0, and in this podcast you will hear me, along with a few other members of the media, interviewing Aquatherm's Managing Director, Dirk Rosenberg. He talks about the DNA and company culture at Aquatherm, as well as how the idea for Big Exchange came about, the future of the show, and much more. Enjoy, and until next time, be well.
And yes, that's one thing of this event, you know. It was hard work to get people from the table because everybody is totally busy today, you know. Construction is booming, you know, they've got a full desk. And to motivate people to invest in time for a few days to look themselves on a different perspective, it was very hard. Everybody knows there's an urgent need to change something,
but I don't have any time. Not yet. Let's do it next year. But next year probably too late, as Arabo Bala pretty much confirmed. Right. We have to do it now and fast.
So this was your idea.
Let's say it's a big exchange, you mean?
Yeah.
The event. The idea came out of a workshop with my two brothers probably 2 years ago. It was August 2016. We were just discussing what are the problems or the challenges, and in a positive way, what is the potential of the international construction industry?
Yeah.
And it's easy, you know, you come to digitization, you come to BIM, or even social media, lack of labor, quality of labor, logistic distribution, sustainability, energy saving, climate change, prefabrication, or model construction, all these things. And we thought, you know, but what is our role? So how can we keep an important role in that, let's say, that the next generation? And we pretty quickly understood we are not going to change the world. We are not in a position, we are not that big by far, we are not the big influencers. And so we were thinking about different marketing concepts, like having a trade show in this village here, you know, invite a lot of people, or other training sessions, or a road show globally, something like that. And but can you, if you reach out to people and its connection with Aquatherm about pipes, are leading people showing up? Are they showing interest because of a pipe? And we all know any product, you get a replacement somewhere. And any solution can be imitated somewhere. But the DNA of a company or of the people can't be copied. So, and we got a good level of culture, and we can motivate people, and we can connect people. And we say, okay, take our talents, and we make it disconnect the event totally from Aquatherm. And invite leading people, have a networking event. It's not about the speakers. They are fantastic, they are top-level speakers. But it's all about us, about people. That to bring them together, that they start communicating. You know, the architects, the designers, the engineers, the contractors, the distributors, and the investors. Bring them together, because they need to have strong alliances?
Alliance.
To be successful. And to open up this silo thinking. Everybody got silo thinking. You know, we think about plumbing business or mechanical. And the window maker thinks about his thing, you know. But do we talk to them? No, we don't. And they were all acting independently. But we're working on the same product, which is a building. And so to reach out to leading people, we had to build a platform which is disconnected from any production facilities or any product. And so that was the initial start or the foundation of Big Exchange. It was not called at that day Big Exchange. We hadn't had a name. It came much later. So that was our idea, to do something like that. And then you reach out to people in your network, you know, to get a feedback. What do you think about that? Even to the media people, to other people in the industry. And everyone said, hey, great, nobody has done that before. So, okay, we got confirmation, nobody has done that before. Because we don't want to do things somebody had done already. You know, that's copying something. That's not our way. And we got very positive feedback. In my network, I found a lot of speakers, even like Arab Obala, these people, to and invited them to join us, to be critical. We don't want to, it's not about discussing the reality today. It's about the future, and we are responsible for the future, and it's pretty clear that any kind of talk BIM or other solutions, if we don't start communicating and building stronger alliances, you will never ever turn the construction industry into something positive.
So, based on the attendance and the feedback you're getting, do you plan on doing this like a yearly thing, like next year, or different country? Or
that's a good point. We have not decided yet, but what we know, Big Exchange is gaining importance. The name is it's a good brand, and it's a brand for social responsibility, I think, so sustainability, and even for education. And certainly, we want to use that channel constantly, permanently, to by social media to send to post information about this. But there must be another event. It's not a one-time show. Then it ends tonight, and then everybody goes away. It was great days. Yeah. And what's the outcome? No, it has to continue starting from tomorrow morning. Yeah. And it becomes more, not more difficult, but more, we have to put more energy in to keep connecting people. And it's only the starting point today. Well, yes, the foundation of something which needs to grow.
What does Aquatherm's sustainability program look like? Do you have a formal set of guidelines, practices?
It's a very good point. Certainly, we are certified by ISO 50001 and 14001 and all these things. We do that, but listening to Arabs this morning, we can do much more. And like everybody.
Well, that extrusion facility, which you'll see tomorrow, right? That's a good example of.
It is good, but if you compare to others, but. We shouldn't compare, we should look into better options,
right.
If they say, okay, we are better than this, but is that enough? I think, we don't have it in writing, but we after this meeting, after this event, we will have discussions even with our people internally. We say, you talk about that, we have to do more about it.
Well, and that's just it. Is it part of every decision-making process? Now, or is that something that now you have awareness that you need to add that?
We did a lot of things in the past, absolutely, and permanently, but I'm very sure there's lots of potential to do far more.
Yeah.
And so we've got our wake-up call, too.
Okay.
I think when you see the tour, you'll see, there's a lot of things that they've been doing, that we've been doing, back 25 years ago. The natural daylighting that was here before. There's so many. There's a lot of things that I don't think Dirk is even really probably even thinking about in terms of they've been doing it all along. It's just part of what they've done.
It's a permanent process, but nevertheless, if you reflect, you can do more.
Sure, absolutely.
Absolutely. But coming back to your point, if there's a next big exchange, it could be a big exchange about healthcare. Somewhere else in the world, get 50 people in one room, in one location for a few days with top speakers, stimulating that, and discussing these matters, or mechanical construction, or data centers, or something else. So, and that is totally independent of the location, which is fantastic. So we will keep the big exchange alive, and it certainly pays back in the Aquatherm brand indirectly, but we will keep it separated totally. We are a family company, a family owned and managed. I know it's for Germans, it's normal. In other countries, it's unique. And we got a certain responsibility, not only for our people, even for our area, for our region, for all our stakeholders and customers. And this is not a return of investment event. We know that. It pays into social responsibility and sustainability. And as a family management, you can decide that overnight, and you don't have to ask anybody, which is something really positive. You don't have to ask any shareholder, hey, are you joining us? We don't have to share these ideas with them. We can do. And that's something really positive. And if you got the power to do it, hey, we have to do it. Even to hand over our planet in a better way. I know we can, only adding a little piece of puzzle to improve systems makes us not happy, but it helps a little bit. So I'm not some emissioner, you know, not at all. But what I want to say, the industry, the entrepreneurs, they've got a responsibility for the society, and they have to do it.
Yeah. So if you had to set one goal for yourself for next year, what do you want to say you accomplished?
Let's say over last year first. After we start talking about the needs and the potential of the future, I felt personally that I've changed a lot of things in my life already. You know, the way of talking to people. If you reach out to architects and talk about their needs first before you talk to products, you know, it's a different way of marketing. And my personal thing is I want to increase my networks globally and be more out to network to connect people, you know, to think more as an entrepreneur and not as a managing director. That's my brother's opinion too. It's our, we want to work on the company, less operate in the operating business. It doesn't mean we leave it, you know, it's our DNA, not at all, you know. But connecting people, you've got talent in doing that. And we want to connect people more and more, and indirectly it pays back into business, certainly. Because the business needs to make money, otherwise we can't afford these things, certainly.
Yeah.
Any attendance for this year? I mean, everything went according to plan. I mean, I've served 250 the attendance. Is that what you expected? And in terms of, you know, where people are from, are you happy with that?
Today I'm happy with it, absolutely, no doubts. It was, at the first beginning, I was expecting, because of the program, the agenda, and the top speakers, I was expecting that everybody is registered straight away. It's the first time we went, so you don't have any experiences about how people decide if they go there or here. There's always an alternative. And I haven't had an idea about it, so I was totally frustrated by March, especially with Barry, and he was under massive pressure. Said, Barry, I can't understand why we don't have any Americans over here. I just can't understand it. We get a lot of people from China, from Singapore, and so there's different culture, you know, and it's investment in time, a week away of the office, and those things, and that frustrated me totally. And I was thinking about probably, are we going into the right direction, or is it just our perception and not other people's perception? And I spoke to a lot of people about it, and they said, they're doing out of the event business, they say, people decide very late today. It has been for the last 10 years, they decide the last day. And so we calmed down a little bit, and then there came a massive flow. But what changed? What we learned, we were expecting, if we talk about the topics and reach out to our network, and they reach out to their network, and reach out to their network, we want to have these micro networks integrated into a massive network. That's not working. It's only, you have to reach out to everybody personally, and networking starts with a personal contact and not with a mailing system. It does not work. So, I was on the phone 24/7, and Barry was on the phone, so there was a number of people calling people. It's a learning curve, but it was good to do so we have directly personal contact with these people. And so that's where the event started already. And it's time, yes, but it's good time. Very positive time. Good invested.
Well, you know, you raise a lot of awareness with some of the speakers. But it can't stop once you leave this building and everyone goes home. You can't just go, well, back to the normal status quo. So you got to keep the momentum.
From tomorrow morning. Yeah. Exactly. Normally after, this is a statistic, after 72 hours, after such an event, if you don't think about it, don't change anything, you will never ever change it.
Yeah.
So we can't go out with everybody tomorrow morning or this night. But we need to reach out to them soon. Mm-hmm. I will try to connect them indirectly, you know, so I don't need to be involved. But it's good if people are aware about the message, we need to change something, it's our responsibility to do it. And nobody else responsibility, you know, we have to look at our backyard. This morning I thought, I'm going to the business, I'm going to down here, and I live 2 minutes up the road. Mm-hmm. Can't I get on the bicycle?
Yeah.
And
And I drove around with the SUV. Why?
John and I were going to walk today.
It's just these simple things, you know. And the good thing is I start more reflecting. I was already good reflecting, but I start more reflecting about the stupid thing. How can you expect that all people come to work on a bicycle if I don't do it? Now we three, we drive individual with three big cars. You know? And you ask them, hey, can't you share a car? No, you can't do that. It comes from top down always.
Yeah. Right. Of all the topics that we've heard so far, and this to get the afternoon, of course, what's the one favorite topic for you that you enjoy hearing?
No, they all were very interesting on in their topic. I think the combination out of everything made it round, totally round. So we got speakers, like the first speaker yesterday, Matthias Fox, who's a real visioner, or this morning, Arab Obala, he gave us a wake-up call. But then you have to break it down because that's too high level. That you can't turn into reality. You can't do anything. And it's just they're alarming you. But followed by even by this guy, Heiko Lüdemann from FISMAN, or the guy who's just not talking. It's so real for us that we can do something. It's very practical. We can do something. So I don't have a favorite. They're all good. They're all good. Probably, certainly, reflecting, you say, okay, this does not fit so that in that system. Probably next year or another time, you would do it differently. But it needs to be discussed later, after in a week time or something. Overall, it was covering a lot of different aspects. Some of these aspects were more national-wide, so of interest. Like yesterday, the lawyer from yesterday afternoon, Mr. Ritter. He was focusing on the complexity of BIM in accordance with the HOIR, some stupid thing you got for architects and designers. So they can't design according to BIM because that means they go against the system.
Right. So it's a European Union issue, yeah?
No, it's a German issue.
Oh, okay.
But it goes, it's caught in Brussels at the moment, and probably that falls. And I hope so. I'm married with an architect. We have discussion pretty much every night about it. Yeah, you got some conflicts with God, right?
When Arab was talking this morning about the importance of cities in terms of sustainability and how that really is a linchpin for change, and you know, we're out at the Watt Hotel and with the beautiful country.
Yeah.
Is there an effort in this city and in this area to
what we know,
because you have plenty of manufacturing around here that in a beautiful environment.
It's a challenge about people. You got more people working in the city than living, so we got a lot of people from outside into the city every morning, and it's the responsibility of our city to make the city so attractive that people move into the city. And that certainly means we need to have a higher density per square meter in town. And there's a lot of place available. The smaller villages where you are out there, people run away slowly, you know. That's still close to Edinburgh, or it's close to Cologne. You're in 45 minutes, you're in Cologne. It's not that far away. But if you go further east, smaller villages are really dying, unfortunately, but it's a normal process. So you will see a higher density, especially in the big cities like Berlin. Berlin is growing every year with 50,000 people or 60,000 people, or even more, or Cologne, Frankfurt. It's a normal urbanization process we are facing here. But that means we don't have that much space. It means more density, more but in a livable way. That's what I learned from the architects this week.
Yeah.
But I like to stay out. I personally like to stay in the countryside. I don't need any neighbor. But I could live on a farm. Totally independent.
Yeah.
So I know it's been a point that's been made that you kind of wanted to keep Aquatherm and, you know, the product separate from, you know, the audience, I guess.
Yeah, it was.
But are you giving them tours of this, or no? If they want,
If they want, we do, especially for foreigners. That's a long distance, but, you know, certainly.
Yeah.
We do, but not during yesterday and today. It's happening tomorrow. It was happening on Monday, and which is fair. You know,
it's, yeah, it's, I mean, if they're coming this way, why not?
Yeah. No, it's. Are you not going to come? I'm going to do it tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah. John's leaving tomorrow morning. These three are going to
No, certainly we offering that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, there's a business model certainly behind. And it's networking, and if you turn it into a sales in the business, in a partnership, one day, is potential there.
Yeah.
But it's not a must.
Yeah.
You know? And if you connect people, it turns out into business. It's a logical consequence.
Yeah.
So you talk a lot about your company culture and your DNA. What is it that you want to put out there to bring people in for, like, the labor shortages? Like, are you dealing with that? Are you bringing people in there?
It is a big issue, a big challenge for us. And my brother, Christoph, the little one, he's taller than I am, but he's 9 years younger.
Yeah, he pointed that out the other day, that he was taller than everyone else.
We do a lot of employer branding. It's very, it's got the highest priority to get the right people. It's always about the right people. You know, put the right people in the right seats and then decide where to go. And that was Jim Collins in Good From Good to Great. And it's the same thing over here. We have such good industry in town, you know. And so you compete against automotive. You compete against even competitors like Vega, you know. You compete against them. And we can't, and we are not willing to pay the highest wages to buy people, you know. It's not our motivation. People should join up because of our values behind, you know, what we are offering. And such an event, certainly, you know, everybody knows in the whole area about it. And a lot of people are following on Facebook today what is happening here. And we will see a lot of requests to work because of that. It pays in employer branding. But that's an activity, especially company culture. One of the culture, for example, young people especially appreciate. I don't know if you know, in German language, there's the formal saying, if you talk to people, you don't say you, it's more, it's a different level, it's more formal, and this comes with a surname. And it's pretty unique in the German language compared to any other thing. You know, you say you, and by the first name, in Germany, it's a surname. And we don't have that. Our culture is like, you know, everybody signs a contract, we are just directly with you and with the first name. And that's very unique, but that's how we live, you know. And we can't do it differently because that comes by heart. And we treat everybody equal, and we are three. That's another secret as two, you know. We are three brothers. And we are three entrepreneurs, and we are three managing directors. So overall, we are nine, which is a conflict situation between us.
Yeah.
But it's an advantage for others.
Yeah.
But it's a massive challenge.
Is it true? We have a lot of people coming in from other towns on buses.
Oh, yeah. People coming from Cologne. Like the drive in the morning, the drive up to 90 minutes drive time. Yeah, it's arriving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a long way. Yeah, they're not all local. It's impossible.
We have,
just impossible.
Special.
Not with buses. Not with buses. No. But it is. Unfortunately, I would love that everybody lives around the company. It makes life easier, even with the families. But who is going to decide where you live? You know, if let's say the husband of a family works in Equatherm, they're living in Cologne. If he decides, okay, let's move out to Attendorn, the infrastructure is not there, there's no cinema, no theater, the school system is not according to their system and everything, you know, the decision maker is the wife and the children, mm-hmm. in many cases.
Yeah.
Well, when the husband stays at home, it's the opposite. And so it must be family orientated. And all the industries in town, that's something we've got in common. We are hard working to make the town more livable for young families not born in Edinburgh. If you are born here, it's easy. You come easily back from Cologne or even from Sydney. But if you're not born here, it is difficult, you know, to get integrated.
Yeah.
But it's a challenge for the future, massive.
Is there effort in all the manufacturers here in town? Is there some kind of effort to develop skilled labor? Training?
Yeah, we got a lot of trade schools. We got trade schools here, and everybody's invested in that.
Okay.
Yeah. I went there when I had a apprenticeship.
Say it again.
I went there when I did my apprenticeship as a mechanical. What was it? What is it called in English?
Engineer.
No, later on it was an apprenticeship. It was really training for 3.5 years, and later I went to university. But it's an institute. It's a factory with a training center, and they're really producing robot things or something like that. Yeah. You know? And the people, we as a company, we send our apprenticeship for, let's say, tool maker or something. We send them there for a year to get the basics. And that's everybody sends people there. Mm-hmm. And it's a common investment. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah.
But in place for, I can't remember how long that is, but a long time before I was born.
Okay. So that practice is part of the fabric. Then.
Yeah.
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 So where else is Aquatherm investing aside from?
We're not only investing in product or production facilities, as you can see, in buildings. You know, we are going to invest into services to people. You know, a product, as I said, product can be replaced, a solution can be replaced, but in service, we must be far more service oriented in the future. And our American brother, sister, daughter, whatever, they are in a really good approach. America is more service oriented than Germany ever was.
American
is more service oriented than Germany ever was. Germany is known for products made in Germany for high engineering products, but we don't understand service. And it's something you learn. We have to invest more into service. It means indirectly you have to invest more in people.
Yeah.
And that's something positive. Mm-hmm. But it's a change for in the company philosophy. You know, we are a manufacturer of pipe systems of highest quality, certainly, and we're distributing these pipes around the world. But we are not a service-oriented marketing machine producing pipes.
Right.
You know, it's a totally different function. And that's changing. And it's not that easy to change that mentality. Yeah? Our father was somebody who was very production-focused. And we are too, but now we have to shift this very marketing focused.
Yeah, yeah. The three of you have to consciously decide to do that and stick with it.
And we have to convince him. Look at that, because he was sitting over there.
I mentioned at the top of the conversation that you were displeased that there weren't enough North American folks here.
Yeah.
Is it a matter of geography or the topics? Or, I mean, if next year you did a big exchange in Chicago, would that be a solution?
You want to answer that question?
Yeah. I mean, it was largely geography and time. That was, I mean, and it's a new event. So,
yeah,
I mean, the fact that we've laid a good foundation now, it allows us to have options going forward. I'm not going to speak for when the next or where the next will be, but it's definitely been a topic of conversation.
It was not the topic at all. Topics were good, mm-hmm. all good. It was more geography.
Because we have a president that's in line with what all these people are talking about.
I know that. I'm absolutely not following. Yeah, but even that will change one day. But you know, beside of political systems, we can't predict political systems as a company. We can't predict the economy of the world. We can't do it. But what we can try to create our own future within our limits, certainly. And it's only a lot of space you can do. You know, and when one country goes down for economy reasons, like Egypt for a few years ago, you know, it was a disaster for us for the world. You can't do anything about you, but you have to deal with. If the oil price jumps up and down, or the steel price, or the currency rate, you know, it's something you have to react. You can't act. You have to react on something that is out of your control. But everybody has to deal with that. It's not only us. You know. You can't anticipate the future, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But just sitting back and say, "Oh yeah, let's wait what's coming, then we react," and then you die.
Mm-hmm.
And do something.
Yeah.
It was impressed me about Singapore. You know, they are really doing things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do it good.
No, they don't have a choice, but they're also taking that lack of choice and making something out of it and moving things forward. I mean,
everybody got a choice, huh?
Yeah. They don't have any land, so they got to go up.
Yeah, exactly. They got the silent, right. They got different challenges, but they turned each challenges. And they didn't know the word BIM at that time. You know, yeah. It started 15 years ago. And they said, okay, we've got a limited island. And in our economy, to grow faster, we need to qualify people for our business. So these are not construction people.
Mm-hmm.
They produce something for our business.
Yeah.
But we can't use it for our business. So they moved out 70% of the construction people to Malaysia for prefabrication.
Mm-hmm.
It is shocking, you know, if you hear it for the first time. But Singapore is such a stable political system.
Yeah.
And everybody is supporting the system, you know.
Well, but that's the key, though, is everybody's working to pull the same horse and the same cart in the right direction. That's so key, and that's where you see that kind of advancement there.
How old is Singapore? Is it 45 years something? It's not all. I think it was founded in 1973 something, and they still get the same family in power.
Yeah.
And they got a plan.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had a conversation a few years ago with some people from Singapore that was along those same lines. And you could just tell that they knew they had full support in what they were doing from top to bottom, so they could really move forward without hesitation.
Yeah.
And it makes a big difference.
A few years ago, I was at the Formula One race. You know, I know it's not famous in the States, but it's competition to IndyCar probably. I was down in Singapore. We had business meetings, and I stayed over the weekend because I wanted to enjoy the race. And I was shocked a little bit because, you know, people were not interested in the racing. They were interested in business. So they went there to do business.
Mm-hmm.
And during the race, they left and came back in and out, you know. They were not supporters for McLaren or Ferrari or Mercedes, whatever, you know. It was all about business.
Uh-huh.
And the next day, you open up the front page. There was not the results of the race. It was how much money made Singapore because of that race.
Mm-hmm.
The last page, we saw the final results. It's in Singapore, everything is about business, and everybody is participating, you know. And at that time, the hotel rates they were doubled for the weekend because half of the rates went to the government to support that event.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unique.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do it here. No way.
No, but we can learn. There's a lot we can learn from what they're doing.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah. I know a lot of, you know, you find best practice everywhere, somewhere. You find something good everywhere. Just talk to people and reflect. Oh, don't be too arrogant.
Right.
And German people can be very arrogant. It's true.
So have you seen anything yet that you would do differently for next year? Could you do this again?
Oh, you don't do it next year. It's too big to do it every year. But as I said, it could be totally different that we have in different location and on a smaller scale, but still with the title, a big exchange. There will be something. And it could be in Shanghai, even could be in Chicago. But we keep that brand alive and hopefully even forever. You know, it's such a good starting point, and we got this network now, and it's the foundation of something bigger. As I said yesterday, Davos was founded in 1971 for the first time, the World Economy Forum. And the founder was not expecting that today is the leading forum globally. And we don't see that coming, you know, but keep it going, and it might turn out in something bigger. And if you reach out and be an ambassador of that event, you know, next time it could be much bigger or differently, you know, and people keep talking about it. That's what happened in Davos. Yeah? They're all ambassadors for the first time, and that was the starting point.
Mm-hmm.
And why not? Mm-hmm. Keep it pushing.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
I feel good about it.
Do you have any questions for them?
How do you see this event? Did you expect it? What were your expectations when Barry reached out to you?
It was pretty in line with what my expectations were. You know, the schedule of speakers, and I'm just, you know, I'm impressed that you had it here, you know, instead of some conference hall or some auditorium, you know,
yeah.
But that's some
not
hotel.
Us. That's not us.
Huh?
We have to do it here because it's us.
Well, I know.
If you do it in a hotel, we don't feel well about it. We can't do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was, it's nice
yeah,
to have it
nice.
Here.
It would be our identity.
Yeah.
As like we are, yeah. A good point. Yeah, but people were really surprised about it. Would you come back another time?
Sure.
Yeah, definitely.
But I do like the idea of maybe doing a smaller, you know, more vertical markets like healthcare or, you know, education.
No, these guys are all from Chicago.
Yeah. Okay, so do you
we talked about this amongst ourselves, but, I mean, the gentleman from the UN this morning, I mean, it's a very controversial subject matter, climate change, global warming, call it what you want. In America, you know, I just wonder how that would sound to if you had 300 American contractors and engineers. You know, what would that, how would that go over? I'd be curious.
I know, you know, probably for Arab doesn't like traveling into the United States. I can't tell you.
But I mean, you picked it on purpose.
But okay. it's more to wake us
you
up.
You can debate it.
And he's the right person to make you more sensible for things, to make you thinking about things. It's more about that. And I don't know, let's ask him. What would he feel about that? He got experience.
He spoke to him about the government. You want to tell that anecdote?
You want to interview him?
You can share this. Hmm? You can lie. Huh?
Oh,
you want to talk to him?
He did
talk to him a little bit. Yeah, he did. He was telling about several years ago where he was meeting with some government officials and
U.S. government.
And telling them this same message.
And you know what we do? We just take a photo, we three, because my brother's here, and then I come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Do that.